Chapter 5. There are a lot of Japanese students who have lived abroad. How are they faring back in Japan? Many Japanese tend to envy the ease with which bilingual people can switch from one language to the other. I suspect there is a certain glamour attached to being bilingual, and this probably explains the current trend for parents to get their preschoolers learning English, or to at least make sure that English is included in the primary school curriculum. In reality, however, things are not so simple. An issue of Asahi Weekly, a bilingual newspaper for Japanese learners of English, published by the Asahi Shimbun, features a roundtable discussion that enables those who have lived abroad as students to voice their thoughts. Some say they have identity problems, that they are not quite sure where they really fit in. Others note that while they are open and outgoing when they converse in English, they find themselves slipping into a different persona when they speak Japanese. Some complain about preconceptions that those who were educated abroad will not fit in at a Japanese company. There is no end to the problems these people face. But as one Japanese reporter for an English language newspaper points out, the exposure to more than one language and culture probably makes one more willing and able to understand a foreign country, wherever that may be. Perhaps this sort of open-mindedness and readiness to adapt, rather than fluency in a foreign language, is where we should look to learn most from bilingual people.